We know that France is known for its vineyards, but many of us don't know that in the mid-1800s, an unknown culprit put the future of those grapes in serious jeopardy. It was some folks from Missouri who figured out the mystery and saved the industry. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In the mid-1800s, one of the major areas for grape and wine production in the U.S. was along the Missouri River, near the town of Herman, Missouri. As John Held explains, those Missourians were called upon to help with a problem far from home.
And this became very important in the 1860s when an American native insect called Phylloxera was accidentally introduced into Europe and started wiping out those vineyards.
It took a man from Missouri to diagnose the problem in Europe.
The French were perplexed as to what was causing this, and it was actually a Missourian by the name of C.V. Riley who identified the causal insect of the disease, Phylloxera.
And now, with the problem identified, those vineyard owners near Herman were called upon to save their European counterparts.
Several individuals in the U.S., including a couple of key individuals in Missouri, started shipping native plant material over to Europe, which was then used either as rootstocks and eventually in breeding hybrid varieties for resistance to the insect.
John says that many winemakers in Europe still know the name of C.V. Riley, a Missourian who identified the insect and then worked with others to get resistant plant material from this country to Europe to help those growers.
So literally, Missouri and some of the Herman viticulturists played a key role in saving the European grape industry in the 1800s.
This winery, Stone Hill, has quite a story itself. It was the second largest winery in the nation in the 1800s, and it still flourishes today. Traveling the countryside, in Herman, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.